Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Guided for God's Sake. This is a weekly series of things I'm reading and pondering from Charles Spurgeon. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Keep me free from the trap that is set for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Deliver me, Lord, my faithful God. Psalm chapter 31, verses 1 through 5. Charles Spurgeon wrote, "To lead and to guide are two different things very like each other, but patient thought will detect different shades of meaning, especially as the last may mean provide for me." The double word indicates an urgent need. We require double direction, for we are fools and the way is rough. Lead me as a soldier, guide me as a traveler. Lead me as a babe, guide me as an adult. Lead me when you are with me, but guide me even if you are absent. Lead me by your hand, guide me by your word. The argument used is one fetched from the armory of free grace, not for my sake, but for the sake of your name, guide me. From Charles Spurgeon's book, Spurgeon and the Psalms. When we let God lead us and guide us, we are never put to shame. It's my own attempts at guiding myself that end up in shame and failure. This is why Jesus taught us to pray for God's name to be glorified as His will is done. Part of that leading and guiding provides our daily bread and an escape from falling in the face of temptation. Interestingly, Jesus prayed the same thing for Himself in the Garden of Gethsemane. "Not my will, but yours be done." And then Jesus could confidently use the same words from this psalm as He hung on the cross, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." We can pray with the same assurance when we are allowing the Holy Spirit to both lead and guide us every single day.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.